Namaste, Vanakkam, Namaskaram, Pranam, Namaskar. Good afternoon, H-Town. You are now tuned into Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. today talking about so many things about Sanatan Dharma. Voice of Sanatan Dharma, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is celebrating 20 years of live show on Sanatan Dharma and I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song Growler, along with Namaskar.
Namaste, Geeta ji. Namaste.
Tara ji. Tara the star, Narsimhan.
Namaste, all listeners. This is Sri, the fortune Rahula.
And Kanti Bai, the brilliance.
The light.
The light.
And Rakesh Bai. We have to find his middle name shortly. And we have a very young senior high schooler, Divana Danti, with us.
Divana, the blessing. Yes, and we have lots of things today to talk about in Hinduism. Lot of melodious songs, entertaining program, and we also have great educating things lined up today. So don't miss anything. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. You can also listen to us live on our online radio. That is sanatanhinducenter.org 24/7. We have lovely, lovely bhajans and Hanuman Chalisa 24 hours going on. But if you want to listen to us online anytime, you can listen to us on sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. We dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. And Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is 4H. Hindus, Hindutva, Hinduism and Hindustan. So we talk about all these 4 H's from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Today is Feb 21st. Sunrise was at 6:59 a.m. Tithi is Chaturdasi up till 11:04 a.m. And Nakshatra is Aslesha up to 5:58 p.m. And if you're fasting for Ekadasi or on Ekadasi, next Ekadasi falls on March 4th and is called Vijaya Ekadasi. Tithi begins 6:32 a.m. on March 4th and ends March 5th at 5:41 a.m. And Vaishnavi Ekadasi this time is falling on March 5th. Parana time, you need to check. There's certain conflict I found. So if you are following Vaishnava Ekadasi, you got to check. Parana time is like little different than the regular Ekadasi. Parana time for Vaishnava Ekadasi is on Feb 6th. So today's, before going to today's inspirational talks, let's talk to Sriji and see. Can you go through, Sriji, what's up today? So what are we up to?
Namaste, listeners. Once again, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. This is Sri the Fortune Rahula. Brought to you commercial-free every Sunday by Sanatan Hindu Center. Also co-sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple and Sri Sitaram Foundation. And also our dedicated and very committed donors. You can also sponsor us by calling 832-361-0625 or always email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. You can also visit our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Like it for updates. So today, 12 to 1 p.m., your host, Geeta, the Divine Song Rahula, will connect with young Hindu listeners and take you on an inquest of Hinduism. In inquest, you will experience lively Bhagavad Gita and also your favorite Dutara Riddle Time, where you can call and tell the answer and win an e-gift card. Hinduism Basics and Hinduism U.S., followed by prayer online for welfare of the world. We pray for all. That's what Hinduism is all about. And from 1 to 2 p.m., your host, Tara, the star, Narsimhan, she's all inspired today to engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Houston Happenings by Hindus of Greater Houston. Get intrigued and interact with us in inquest of Hinduism. Today, Tara ji will take you deep down where it all started, the Vedas. Today's topic, that's what I repeat again, it's Vedas in Hinduism, and enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs. New energy, new experience in Hinduism. Stay with us, you are about to enter a no conflict zone.
I like this. So, Sriji, so many things today. Wow.
It's Hinduism, Gita ji. So, it's always many, many things.
So many things to learn. And the blessing, Danti has something also to teach us today. I'd really love to hear from her. And today's inspirational thoughts, I would love to start with the Mirabai song, which is my favorite. For those who don't know Mirabai, she's a princess from Rajasthan, India, who was in love with Hindu god Sri Krishna's idol and considered herself as a wife to Lord Krishna. So, but Krishna was born. Krishna was born about 6,000 years back in India, but Mirabai was born way, way, way after that, just like us. She belonged to 16th century. Not too many years back, we are in 21st century, right? So 500 to 6,000, 600 years back, but Krishna was 6,000 years back. But Mirabai wrote over 1,000 poems. They were all centered around Sri Krishna, which were very popular in her times and even now. Like many artists like Lata Mangeshkar, Anup Jalota ji, Sonu Nigam, Vani Jayaram, Shreya Ghoshal have sung her songs. And even the recent movie Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, its title is derived from Mirabai's song Ram Ratan Dhan Payo. Okay, here's a beautiful song with rich lyrics, which is Payo Ji Maine Ram Ratan Dhan Payo. Say Ram, obviously, it's Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. This song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates a super splendid striking Dashara festival in Skeeter Stadium in the month of October. And Mirabai in this song says that I found a jewel or treasure called Ram, This journal is given by my guru and I accepted it as mine. I received the punya of many lifetimes. I have lost everything that is mundane. There is no expense, no maintenance fee also. With this Ram Naam, that the name of Ram, and no thief can also steal this wealth. So she considers Ram's name as a wealth that is beyond everything. And she says that there's no expense that can be incurred with having this wealth, nor can any thief can steal this wealth. And also this wealth increases day by day. So she also says this life is called an ocean, where the Satguru is sailing me in this ocean in a boat called Truth. This way, I'm able to cross this mundane ocean. Once you cross this ocean of earthly boundaries, friends, then all that is remaining is just divine, divine. So that was Meera Bhai. The song was sung by Lata Mangeshkar ji. Another beautiful, beautiful Ram Bhajan brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. Jaya Ram, Rama, Ramanam, Shamanam. Coming up next is Lively Bhagavad Gita and then Q Time. You can win an instant e-gift card for your correct answer. And if you like our program or have any comments, please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Bye.
Ramji's name, just like Mirabai says, it does everything, all the magic. And that song again was brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. And if you're tuning in for the first time, every Sunday we explore Bhagavad Gita, a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita on 11:10 a.m., little after 12 p.m. And Bhagavad Gita segment is now on. Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjun about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, 3 hours from New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjun self-knowledge that benefits every individual of all faiths, irrespective of which faith you belong. You can listen or learn Gita. Due to its profundity and deep-rooted knowledge, Bhagavad Gita has been quoted by many Western scientists, philosophers, European philosophers, and all over the world, and is also offered as a course in management. It's called Gita Management Course Studies in Harvard University. So let's see what's up today in Bhagavad Gita. So what are we going to do? Last week we touched bhakti, or love and devotion for God, and also how to cultivate bhakti from starting, how to fall in love with God. Bhagavatam tells us and guides us through 9 methods to enhance devotion and love: Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. We explored Shravanam, just Shravanam, that is hearing to Lord's stories. Parikshit Maharaj attained perfection. Parikshit Maharaj was the ruler of the world at one point of time. He attained perfection simply by hearing for 7 days. 7 days continuously he heard. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, who told him the entire Bhagavatam, he also attained perfection by just speaking Kirtanam. So 7 days to Parikshit Maharaj and 7 days of hearing and 7 days of Kirtanam, that is speaking about Lord Krishna, both of them attained liberation. So today, we'll go back to chapter 2, where we left of Bhagavad Gita, I think on Feb 7th. So let's now invoke our Acharyas and Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita and offer gratitude and respects to them. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. Shuklam Bharadharam Vishnum Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Sarva Vighnopashantaye Yasyad Virada Vaktratyah Parishatyah Parasatam Vignam Nignanti Satatam Vishwaksenam Tamashriye Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Sikte Pautramakalmasam Parasaratma Jambande Sukatatam Taponidhim Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vaibrahmanidhe Vasishthaya Namo Namaha Krishnam Kamalapatraksham Punyasravanakirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnaya Yadavendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogine Nathaya Rukminishaya Namo Vedanta Vedine Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha. So Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. We will explore a couple of shlokas from chapter 2 from Bhagavad Gita. We already learned how the characteristics of soul, where Krishna was telling to Arjun that soul or Atman is pure, it is indestructible, it is there, it was there, it is present now, and it will be there forever. So soul is eternal, so you don't need to grieve for the soul that is eternal, and do not need to grieve for the body that is perishable. And now we'll explore the 38th shloka. So after telling about the analytical way of analyzing the body and soul, Atman, Krishna tells about how you have to treat, how you have to situate your mind. So basically, the 38th shloka of chapter 2 tells us, Sukha dukkhe same krutva, labho labho, jaya jayo, tato tat. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsyasi. He's telling sukha and dukkha, happiness and sorrow, same krutva, treat them alike, labha labho, gain and loss, and jaya jayo, victory and defeat, as equal. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva, fight against the evil that is inside the country. He's saying fight. What do you need to fight? The evil that is existing inside the country. Naivam papam avapsyasi. by doing so, you will not incur sin, papam. So Bhagwan Krishna says here to Arjun, just to go through the detailed meaning, he's telling Arjun, do your duty as a warrior. A warrior is supposed to protect its citizens from evil. This evil we are talking about, which is inside the country. So do your duty and treat happiness and sorrow alike, loss and gain, victory and defeat alike, fulfilling your responsibility. In this way, you will never incur sin. When we work with selfish motives, we usually create karma or bondage, and we face karmic reactions or consequences. Our scriptures say that the good we do takes us to celestial abodes. The bad deeds we do takes us to nether regions. The mix of good and bad deeds we do will bring us back to earth. So, friends, we are all here because of the good and bad deeds we have done by our selfish motives. So, but any deed done by giving up selfish motives will not create karmic reactions. Just like a policeman discharges his duty to kill a gang of bandits, he's not punished for it, right? As a matter of fact, he's praised by his citizens for safeguarding them. So policemen's actions are not motivated by ill will, but performed as a matter of duty towards his country and countrymen. So in this chapter, chapter 1, Arjun expresses that he will incur sin by destroying the Kuru dynasty. But Bhagwan Krishna here is addressing that situation. He doesn't incur sin. Bhagwan Krishna in this shloka beautifully explained how not to get personal and treat everything as equal, not to mix duty with personal relationships. He's asking Arjun to elevate his mind and situate his mind in equanimity and focus on his duty. So Bhagwan Krishna advises Arjun to become detached from the outcomes and simply focus on doing his duty. So when he does his duty with such attitude of equanimity, treating victory and defeat, pleasure and pain, same, then despite killing the evil, he'll not incur any sin. So beautiful lesson which we learn from this shloka today is, if one gives up all selfish motives and works merely for the sake of duty towards the Supreme, such work will not create any karmic bondage. Wow, we got the solution for liberation. We can be free from karmic bondage by just acting unselfishly and not having your duty. When you're performing your duty, perform your duty towards the Supreme, not as a selfish motive. So in the next shloka, that is chapter 2, 39th shloka, Krishna says, so far I have revealed you the wisdom or knowledge by analytical study. Now, Partha, hear this piece of wisdom by which if you apply, it can free you from bondage. So what is that piece of wisdom? So he's saying, I've already told you about analytical knowledge. Now, there's another piece which I'm going to tell you. In 48th shloka, he says in 39th shloka itself, he will tell about buddhi yoga. That is the yoga of intellect. So in 48th shloka, Krishna is telling, Neha bikrama nasosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss, there is no adverse effect. Even a little about this yoga will save you from terrible danger. So Krishna is saying that working in this state of consciousness, there is no loss or no adverse effect. And even a little bit effort which you put in towards this will save us from great danger. So what is that danger and what is buddhi yoga or yoga of intellect? We will further discover next week. Today, we learn how to practice karma yoga, not to create bondage while working for others. How to practice is by detaching from the outcomes we perform. Our actions. We should perform our actions with total involvement, but be detached with outcomes. So it doesn't mean don't detach from performing actions. The detachment only should be for the outcomes, not for the actions. It doesn't mean that we all be lazy. Okay, we are not going to perform actions, or we cannot detach ourselves when we are performing the action. That means you're not involved in the action. You have to be totally involved in the action, but outcome. For the outcome is the detachment, not for the action. So treat all outcomes alike. Isn't that neat? That really is neat. What do you think, Sriji?
That's very, very neat.
What do you think, Kantibai?
It's really nice to learn. Very hard to practice.
We practice, yeah. Easier said than done, but we can practice. That's what Krishna is saying.
Gradually you can just go towards that.
Yes.
Try little at a time, and then you will reach the perfection.
That's the beauty of Hinduism, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it gives all the time in the world within Sanatana. Then mm-hmm. take your time, but all your answers are there.
Yeah. Even just
and
listening to this.
If you cannot finish this in this life, Krishna promises that. Yeah. We will have a chance in next life.
Next life. See, that's what he's talking about. Even a little effort, if you can put little effort. But then, you know, this is our chance. Life is running, ticking. You know, our expiry date is coming. So it is our chance to, because who gives this knowledge? And Krishna gives us self-knowledge. And we have right now the time to implement. So we should start at least little and little. For the small things, we can start implementing. And obviously, kind of, I've seen progressing myself from past 10 years. At least I can see little progress.
It's a progressive thing. Progressive. I mean, it's not going to happen in a day.
Importance is to start.
To start.
A lot of people just say, okay, I will start tomorrow, day after.
Yeah.
You cannot postpone it. Start now.
Yeah.
Start doing good things.
Yeah, just start a little bit, you know.
Yeah, good things without attachment for the outcomes.
Yes.
We have to be totally involved in the action without any selfish motive, as if we are doing. My guru actually has a slogan, serve all beings as service to God. Mm-hmm. So when you are in that state of mind, you're not incurring any karma. You're only doing it for others. And that's a beautiful state to be in. I think that can be done. But we'll discover about Buddhi Yoga next week. And let's chant closing shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko deva devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani karma apyekam tasya devasya seva. Kayena vacha manasa indriyerva, buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavat. Karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. Sriman narayanayeti samarpayami. Sarvam sri krishna arpanamastu. Om asmat gurubhyo namaha. And now let me take you to this beautiful Hanumanji bhajan. Hanumanji's aarti. And after Hanumanji aarti is cue time by Sri Rahula. Let's see if he has numbers today, what kind of riddles we have. I'm really interested in listening to today's riddle. This song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
Devira Raghunath Pathai Lanka Jari Siya Sudhilai Devira Raghunath Pathai Lanka Jari Siya Sudhilai Lanka Sapot Samudra Sikhai जात पवन सुत बार नलाई आरती की जय हनुमान लला की आरती की जय हनुमान लला की आरती की जय हनुमान लला की आरती की जय हनुमान लंका जारि असुर संहारे सिया राम जी के काज संवारे लंका जारि असुर संहारे सिया राम जी के काज संवारे लक्ष्मण मूर्छित पड़े सरकारे आन सजीवन प्राण उबारे आरती
Yes, Sriji. Are you on cue time, Sriji? You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we are at cue time. And let's see what we have.
Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and all our dedicated supporters. You can also sponsor by calling 832-361-0625 or always email hinduismradio@gmail.com. We have taken you on quite a deep Hinduism number game last couple of weeks, so I wanted to little lighten all our listeners. Let me shoot it. Today's Dhrutara riddle is, call and tell us Lord Vishnu's Dashavatars in correct order. See, I made it easy, but I still use numbers.
Still? It's a number game.
Number game, okay.
Call and tell us at 281-277-6874 the correct answer and win $5 e-gift card sponsored by Vedic Fair. If the caller is in high school, we will double the amount to $10. Wow. Rakesh bhai, theek hai? The answer, the question?
Question is perfect.
Perfect.
Question
there
is
you
perfect.
Go.
So, Dashavatar in the order.
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 Yes. So there are the two versions. I'll take both versions. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, we are looking for all the 10 Dashavatars in the correct order.
281-277-6874.
And I also have a very complicated question if you don't call me right now.
And those who are Googling, I have warning. If you put the Dashavatara, it will come up with a movie called the Dashavatara, which will take you the totally wrong direction.
And please don't watch it right now. We want you to call at 281-277-6874. That's Kamalasan's famous movie.
Dashavatar in the order. What do they win?
$5 e-gift card. They'll get it today in their email inbox.
I would love to listen to your complicated question also, because you have taken us up somewhere.
One clarification, Sridharji, ye to Mahavishnu ka avatar.
Yes, Lord Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu's Dashavatar.
Yes.
Lord Vishnu's Dashavatar. And number to call is 281-277-6874. And here, Vishnuschakrudayam, Shivaha Shivaschakrudayam Vishnuhu. So we are talking about Vishnu. And let me play a song of Shiva.
Mahadev Jai Jai Tripurari, Shiv Shankar Jai Gangadhari.
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 Namaste.
Namaste, you're on air.
Namaste. Aapka question tha ke das avatar. Vishnu.
Aapka naam pehle.
Mera naam Hansa.
Hansa ji, boli.
Okay, I think first avatar is Matsya avatar.
Matsya avatar.
Dusra Karma avatar.
Kurma avatar. Karma or Kurma?
Yeah. Kurma.
Kurma.
Tisra Varaha avatar.
Varaha.
Chautha Narsi avatar.
Okay. Narsi.
Panchma Vaman avatar.
Okay.
Chhatha Parshuram avatar.
Okay.
Satma Rama avatar.
Rama avatar.
Atma Balram avatar.
Okay, Balram.
Navma Buddha avatar.
Buddha avatar.
And Dasma is Kalki avatar.
Kalki avatar. You forgot my favorite god.
Hansa ji, aap Krishna ji ko bhul gaya.
unke
bade bhai ko yaad kiya.
Balram avatar and then Balram, then not the Buddha, Krishna avatar. Sir.
Krishna avatar. Krishna avatar.
We accept your little boo-boo, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Hansa ji, you know the rule. Please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your $5 e-gift card. And thanks for calling, and we appreciate your answer.
Thank you.
Namaste.
We are looking for one more caller. You can call and give us the correct Lord Vishnu's Dashavatar.
This is Harish Jaju,
in the correct order.
The mayor of Sugarland.
281-277-6874. But I'll go to the more complicated one. This is for all the intellects who know, who think they know Hinduism. They're pondering, they're deep diving. So here how it goes. Again, Lord Vishnu comes here. Lord Vishnu, name two Lord Vishnu avatars who met with each other, and which two Asura kings they killed also met with each other. So both avatars met with each other, and also why they came to kill certain bad boy, they also met each other. So it's a very interesting question.
Yes.
Okay. Name two Lord Vishnu avatars who met with each other, and which two Asura kings they killed also met with each other. I can say a little bit their names, the avatar names rhymes.
No, not right now. Not right.
281-277-6874. Both questions are open, and you can give the correct answer to win $5 e-gift card sponsored by Vedic Fair.
And the number to call is
281-277-6874.
So the first question is about the order of Dash Avatar, 10 avatars of Lord Vishnu. And the second avatar is two avatars of Dash Avatar met with
each other.
And the demons they killed.
The Asura kings also met with each other. Not four of them together. Two avatars met with each other.
The villains met with each other and the heroes met with each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the beauty
of Hinduism.
Yes, I know the answer. Shivasya Hrudayam Vishnuhu Vishnuscha Hrudayam Shivaha. Shiva is in Vishnu's heart, and Vishnu is in Lord Shiva's heart.
Who is this?
Hasmukh Bhai.
So you have the answer for the riddle 1 or riddle 2?
Riddle 2.
Wow, that's good. We are looking for that. You are the man. So go ahead. Which of two Lord Vishnu avatars met with each other?
Ram and Parshuram.
Wow. Kudos to you. And the second part, which of the kings they killed also met with each other?
Oh, that's a tough one. Vani?
No.
Hasmukh Bhai, the answer is in the first part.
The heroes.
Rama killed Ravan and Parshurama killed Sahasrarjun. And
how
both
can you
of
give
them
it
met with each other.
Yeah.
You didn't open
yes,
it to the host and co-host here. How that's wrong of
I
you, Shriji.
I thought all you intellectuals will know it.
Okay.
Hasmukh Bhai, thanks for calling, and please email at hinduismradio@gmail.com your details, and we'll send you the $5 e-gift card.
Sridharji
was so kind of nice to give away the answers to the person who was
calling.
To correct him.
Yes.
So that was good, Sridharji.
Very kind, very generous.
There's one part still not answered. There's one part still not answered.
Which one?
She said two avatars came,
uh-huh,
but it was two times that avatar when two people appeared at the same time. There's one more avatar.
No, two. See, the question is about Lord Rama and Parshurama.
Correct.
There is Balarama and also
Krishna.
Krishna. Yes.
Yeah.
But the second part drives the first part. So the second part is the what Kamsa, or I don't know what the legend about Balarama. Who he killed? I think he also killed. I think few
both
Rakshasas out in
both
his
of them
he was
killed
a great warrior.
Yeah.
Kamsa Chanuramardhanam.
Yes, but I don't know whether Kamsa met them. So in this case, Ravan, the legend says that Sahasrarjun and Ravan, met one day when Ravan was doing Surya Namaskar.
Mm-hmm.
And Sahasrarjun's boat accidentally hits him.
Ravan, yes.
And in the fight that follows between them, Ravan gets defeated.
Mm-hmm.
The great warrior Ravan.
That's right.
He tasted his first defeat from his own counterpart and imprisoned. Later, Bhagwan Parshuram, actually, this is the
mm-hmm.
best part. Later, Bhagwan Parshuram helps Ravan to escape.
Yes.
From Sahasrarjun's prison at the request of Lord Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lord Shiva was guru to Bhagwan Parshurama and
King Ravan
was a great devotee of Lord Shiva.
Yes, that's right.
The divine has his divine designs, but he can recognize the good in a person and the bad. And bad is the one he punishes. So that's the legend. So both of those villains.
One of them frees up Ravan, one of them slays him.
Slays him.
Yeah, Parashuramji frees up and Ramji. And even Ramji, after killing Ravan, he goes to Himalaya for tapas, right?
For repentance,
because he had 10 heads. Out of 10 heads, one head was devotional. Like, Ramji thinks, like, why did I mean, that devotional head he cut, right? So, because of all the 9 heads that are bad. So, he also does penance for that. Ramji always tries to see if that head changes. The all 9 heads also change because of the influence of this head. But that didn't happen, so he had to do what he needed to do at that time. And here is a nice Keshava Madhava bhajan, very nice upbeat bhajan. And we will shortly talk about Hinduism basics. And Divana has a good topic lined up today for us. Namaste, Divana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic with all these songs. Yes. So what do you have for us today?
I'm going to be talking about Hinduism basics.
Hinduism basics. Okay, go ahead. And you're listening to Divana, the blessing.
In Hinduism basics, we will explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, means a way of life. Sanatan Dharma, or Hinduism, has a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single founder, and its present form emerged over a vast period of time. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world and about 2.5 million in the USA, making it the 8th largest country with Hindu population, and Houston ranks 19th within Hindu population in USA. In earlier shows, we have shared with you Hinduism basics, Brahman and Bhagavan, the world, individual, reincarnation, karma, and moksha. Starting today, we will explore various Hinduism paths like bhakti, karma, jnana, yoga, and tantra. What is bhakti as a Hinduism path? Bhakti is one of the important Hinduism paths, and it implies worship, total surrender, and personal love of God. Forgetting everything and everyone else, the devotee yearns for a glimpse of God and finally for total union. Hence, the path of bhakti is one of love and surrender to God. Bhakti is described in several texts, and the exact form of such a path is elaborated on in different sects, which describe types of stage of bhakti. Next Sunday, we'll explore more about karma.
Wow, that's nice. So, you taught us about bhakti today.
Yeah.
That's really nice. So next week we are going to talk about
karma.
Karma, karma. That's interesting.
I think, you know, the basics that you're touching upon is so important that we keep revisiting it over and over again.
That's the point.
Many new listeners are there out, and then there are people like you, young people, who probably may not have a chance to listen or, you know, go to a class, but on this radio, when we present it, it's going to be good for them. Thank you, Devina.
And Devina Dalpi is a senior at Clemens High School, Sugarland.
Also, the listeners who missed in past, they can go to our website and log into for the, we have archived since last year, February, all the programs since last February 2015.
So the website is sanatanhinducenter.org.
Or you can also email hinduismradio@gmail.com and get the details. And now jumping over, Geetaji, quickly, why I am a Hindu? Last couple of Sundays on Hinduism in US, we have pondered on current generation why, Hindus' inquiry on why I am an Hindu. This inquiry is sometimes explicit. When someone asks it, or mostly implied when it is not verbalized, but we can clearly feel it. Today we will try to clear the inquiry without comparing, but by sheer beauty of Hinduism as is. Okay, I'll bring in my personal experience so the listeners knows. As a volunteer for 8+ years at Ashirwad Indian Lifestyle Class and Vedic Fair and major Hindu events in Houston, I have noticed this inquiry is real, and when seen deep in the generation swing or gap, is very clear between Hindus born in India, like me, who came over here for work, and Hindus born in US, like Devina Dalpi, who are in fact American Hindus than Indo-American Hindus. That is a little bit ambiguous when we say Indo-American Hindus. The first part we pondered around in answering is, freedom and free will that comes in the box by Hinduism. We have been continuously mentioning Hinduism of Sanatan Dharma is not a religion, but a way of life evolved over a vast period of time. So in that time, so many things came out. Hinduism has a long history of insightful philosophers and art-thinking people. It encourages freedom to think, question and wonder. It never tries to contain the world in it. It is deeply tolerant and free will belief. It tells us what we are enough. What we are enough. As we are, what we have within us is everything that we need. Okay, in one sentence, it is a lot. And then the inclusive nature of Hinduism. Hinduism as is all inclusive. There is room for everyone, sorry. Whether you are someone who feels connected when praying and adoring one's personal choice of God, we mentioned that in Hinduism basic, Ishta Devata, or someone who likes to ponder and study, or someone who finds peace when caring for others. There is a place in Hinduism for every approach. Think yoga, people, how successful it is in modern times. In conclusion, this is a very vast topic, but we want to conclude within the time frame of the program. In conclusion, it is important to observe the world and how it behaves and try to come up with a theory of why from that observation, rather than trying to force the world to behave as we think it should, based on what someone told me. We should realize this inquiry cannot be resolved with desperation, misdebate or misinformation. Instead, by fully acknowledging the fact, whoever is inquiring needs to be guided with knowledge and words of wisdom they can understand. In the long run, the inquiry is resolved by instilling the beauty of Sanatan Dharma in the inquirer for generation to come. Cause, after all the inquiries, Hinduism delightful, joyful, colorful presence is always present. And we all will find the answers in Sanatan Dharma when we need them. We will close the beautiful inquiry into oneself by saying, I'm trying it online for the first time, the Sanskrit. Loka samasta sukino bhavantu, om shanti shanti shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Let there be peace, peace and peace everywhere. That's the beauty of Hinduism.
That's really nice. Loka samasta sukhino bhavanti. That every day we offer universal prayers also for everybody out there. And yes, Hinduism is all inclusive. And yes, the inquiry process that we can explore the Sanatan Dharma, and then we can find the self. And the self, mm-hmm. once you find the self, it's all in here, mm-hmm. right? It's all in here. But that again, the words of wisdom can only guide us, but the experience is must.
Yes.
The experience kind of, I mean, only the experience can realize you.
Yeah.
The enlightenment only comes through experience.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, I am Hindu. I have a lot of other reasons, but I'm just going to give the conclusive part of it. I am Hindu because Hinduism, Sanatana Dharma, does not ask you to believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can experiment and you can find out.
Yes, we are
it's
all
seeking. It's a highly interactive religion.
Yes, that's true. And
well
we are all.
Well said, Kadipa.
Yeah, we are all seekers. From the land of India, we are all seekers. We are not believers.
Yes. Hindus never invaded any country, nor the Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The whole world is one is a message for our sacred text.
Mm-hmm.
And the famous Ajit, Bahujana Hitaya, Bahujana Sukhaya. Good for many, happiness for many. And Sarvajana Hitaya, Jarvajana Sukhaya is what Hindu wants for the society. Swami Vivekananda said, if Dharma sustains in Bharat, Dharma will remain in the world. This is the responsibility of the Hindus to convey hope for this world and let us work towards a harmonious world together. And I think that is a gist of all that you said. And Devina also pointed out the greatness of our Hindu Dharma.
Yes. When we talk about bhakti, here is Meera ji, Devina. This is for you when you brought in bhakti, the oneness with God. How Mirabai dances in love for Krishna and experiences the union with Krishna. Bhakti, one doesn't become a boss. You become a das of your boss. That's what she's saying. Main to apni Narayan ki aap hi ho gayi dasi. Today's prayer online is for Fiji victims, and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism offers healing prayers to people. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhavet. May every Om Shanti 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 Hi. May everyone be happy, free from illness.
Sanatan Hindu Radio, 11:10 a.m. KTEK, Alvin.
Next up is Meenakshi Temple segment from by Tara Star. Tara Ji, the star Narsimhan. Beautiful songs from Meenakshi Temple segment and what's happening at Meenakshi Temple. Temple Times brought to you by Tara Ji, the star Narsimhan.
Thank you.